leaders reporting after much wrangling, a $95 billion national security aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies moved closer to passage, but not without a lot of anger from conservative Republicans. GOP Texas Congressman Chip Roy says House Speaker Mike Johnson went back on his word.
Speaker Johnson said in January, if President Biden wants a supplemental spending bill focused on national security, it better begin with defending America's national security. We want to get the border closed and secured first. To that, I say amen. And where is that, Speaker Johnson?
While House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says aid for U.S. allies is long overdue.
We've been waiting for months. Unnecessarily, because of gamesmanship and partisanship and brinksmanship on the other side of the aisle.
After several efforts to get his alleged hush money trial postponed, opening arguments in the case against former President Trump will begin on Monday. Trump says the witch hunt continues.
The trial starts on Monday, which is long before a lot of people thought. The judge wants us to go as fast as possible. That's for his reasons, not for my reasons. And this is really a concerted witch hunt, very simple.
Jury selection was completed today, and an appellate judge has rejected the former president's latest bid to halt the case. A California Superior Court judge has tentatively denied a group's request to change language describing a proposed ballot measure that would require school staff to notify parents if their child asks to change gender identification at schools. Proponents of the measure say Attorney General Rob Bonta demonstrated bias in a title and summary he released to the public. They say this has hurt their ability to collect enough signatures to qualify the measure for the November ballot. This is SRN News. A new poll asks Americans about abortion.
The numbers come from Rasmussen Reports, and they indicate that 53% of likely voters describe themselves as pro-choice versus 37% who are pro-life and 10% who say they aren't sure. The survey also reveals that 66% of respondents do not believe that abortion should be legal in the final 3 months of pregnancy. The Biden administration supports legal abortion up to the moment of birth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minority Christians will be watching closely as national elections take place in India over the coming 6 weeks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu Nationalist Party are expected to win, which would be bad news for Christians. During Modi's 10 years in office, persecution of believers has soared and become increasingly violent. Supporters and critics agree the prime minister has achieved staying power by making Hindu nationalism acceptable. This is SRN News. Tesla announces an EV recall.
The electric vehicle maker is recalling more than 3,000 of its newly launched 2024 Cybertrucks because of the possibility that a pedal can get stuck and cause the vehicle to accelerate unintentionally, increasing the risk of a crash. Tesla says the accelerator pedal pad may dislodge and become trapped by the interior trim. The recall involves 2024 Cybertrucks made between November 13th of last year and April 4th of this year. Rich Thomason reporting.
The United Auto Workers' ambitious drive to expand its reach to non-union factories across the South and elsewhere faces a key test tonight as workers at a Chattanooga, Tennessee Volkswagen plant finish voting on whether to join the union. The UAW's ranks in the auto industry have dwindled over the years, and workers at the Chattanooga plant have previously rejected union membership. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.